hot in here. It's Frankie.
Hey, Frankie. John calling you back with Local Slasher.
Hey, John. What we got?
All right. Well, first off, are you still? Is it better good timing right now, or?
They're gonna be here for a minute. They're actually working on my shower, so we good. They had just showed up when you called, and I just had to go through some stuff.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I guess I'll leave it in your hands a little bit here. Do you have some questions that came about after looking over a few things? Talk to me.
It was just more, for me, it was just they said it'll make dollars, it'll make sense kind of thing. You know, am I going to be dumping money into something and I'm not going to be able to facilitate that amount of work? But, what's up?
Where's the water?
Oh, man, I saw you. But it's all good because, you know, that's what I do. It's like if it's, I'm going outside, it's kind of noisy. If it's, if I get to work, I can easily just, reschedule it, schedule it another time, or just, I can't do it, it's too much work. As long as I'm getting a return back on my investment, you know?
That's the important piece. And here's the other part here, Frankie, just to look out for you too. I mean, you'll see it on paper once you move forward here. First off, even after payment, I stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice through text and email. And there's one piece I want to go over on from that part is that you can have a seasonal hold, right? Call it seasonal hold for a reason, but, I mean, at the same time, let's say, I don't know, it's a slow season for you or you want a vacation or for some reason
Josh.
You're too busy.
Josh, hold on one second.
Sure.
Yeah, so there's the – leave it there for emergencies, so I had to go looking for it. And I think it's outside. I don't think it's that – yeah, it's outside. So right here. Right here. Yeah, that's why I say watch for them. So when you pick up the cover, just make sure you don't. You there, Josh?
I'm here with you, Frank. Frankie.
Yeah. I'm out here with the guys and just showing them cut off. But go ahead, we're good.
No, you're good. You're good. All right. So what I was, long story short on this one is you have the option to also do a seasonal hold just in case you get too busy or, you know, go on vacation or anything like that. So that way you're not starting from scratch. We need to print it back up. You're still holding security of your listing on Google as well, too, with our company as well. So we're here to tailor to you. That's just plain and simple. But very first thing is to let you know, no matter what, it's going to be a good investment because you're going to be on Google, right? And that's the best thing for you. You have these other directories that are included with the package, and these are your directories. These are your Google business profile. So let's say if anything happened in the future, knock on wood, but if everything did and you're like, hey, John, you know, thanks for your service and everything, but let's part ways, that's still your Google business profile. We don't take that stuff down. That's yours forever, okay? Unless you yourself take it down, okay?
Right. Now with the website itself that you guys will do, will I maintain that, or is that yours? I would have to purchase that from you.
That one is a different story, yeah. So for the website, and again, this is me doing a favor out there for you, okay, Frankie? So website, we usually charge a one-time fee for the programming on there. I'm throwing this completely included for your package. So for the life of you being with us, you won't pay for the website. And
Josh,
to answer your question.
Josh, hold on one second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, there it goes. Frankie, still there? Let's see. Okay.
Josh.
Competent. Hey, I'm here with you.
My apologies, man. It's,
I'm having you're
some,
good.
Some issues with you shower guys. Let me tell them one thing real quick.
Sure thing, I'm with you.
But I'm going to put you on mute because it's loud.
Okay, yes, sir. That's
All right, Josh, we're good.
All right, partner.
So,
it's one of those days for me, but we're good.
All right, yeah, you're good, man. That's life, right?
Yeah.
So, Frankie, I want to make sure I don't forget my chain of thought here on for the website. Coming back to it, it's me giving you a website.
When yeah, you say doing me a favor.
Yes, sir. You'll see that normally we do charge extra for websites, okay? But for the life of you being with us, you won't be charged for the website whatsoever, okay? If you did decide to part ways, though, first thing I want to ask is, do you own a domain for the fencing business?
No, I haven't. That's why when I asked you in the beginning, how did you get my information? Because I haven't amplified yet.
Got it. Okay. So
that's why I was surprised. But how did you get my information? I have never put it on the web or nothing. And you knew everything. That's why I was like, you knew my address and everything. How the heck you get all that? For my business. I literally just talked to these guys on Friday and already you're calling me with all my information. I'm like, they haven't even put it out, posted it yet. We haven't even went live yet. So anyway.
That's interesting. That's pretty quick though.
That's quick.
In that one. Yes, sir. As you can tell, not my job on that one, but what I can tell you
is. So I don't own a domain. Yeah.
Okay. So what I can tell you is this. We'll buy a domain for you. So don't worry about paying for any domain for the life you've been with. If you decide to part ways and you want to keep the website, you have the option to buy off that website for only $99. So that domain is yours. Okay.
Which is what they charge.
GoDaddy. It's $99.
Yeah.
No. So GoDaddy is, a lot of people like to use like Wix and GoDaddy, but in all reality, we use WordPress and that's very reliable with Google. Because load time, that deters people from even staying to look at any pictures or anything on the website.
So maybe that's why it took so long when it was loading the other day, because my website I purchased from GoDaddy.
My domain. That's a huge deal. Believe me when I say this, it is a huge deal for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is, let's say you're like, John, you know, I love the website, what you guys do for it and everything, but Google, I'm doing fine. At least I'm up there. Thank you, right? Well, you have the other option of paying $49 a month to keep it active, keep the content and everything in there. As far as the content, though, because we're using our platform, that would stay with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this. I mean, put myself in your shoes again. You know, you can find somebody to go ahead and do that at that point. As long as you have your domain, that's the most important piece. And you'll have an idea of what you are looking for, what's working, what's not, you know, things like that. But that's, again, planning. I don't want to plan to fail, you know. Always want to plan for success on this, and that's what we do. So, but I do want to answer your question. So that's the answer right there.
Right. Okay.
Now, far as how fast we get websites up, that's on you a little bit, okay? If you like the website, you're like, hey, listen, this works really well, we can get that done very quickly. But if, you know, you're like, John, this let's change the tabs around, let's move this color, whatever, we could do all that, but that I would say our average is about 7 to 14 days to get that website up then, if it's that much work behind it, which I don't really think it is. So we can make it happen for you, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions you have for me, though? These are all really good.
No, it's okay. I mean, it pretty much is, you know, it's not like this is, I'm completely, you know, oblivious and ignorant to it. It's just, what do you guys, you know, what are your perks that you're getting with your deal? You know, that's all that is, yeah.
Of course. Well, I'm really trying to give it as much as I possibly can for you, sir. So, I saw everything that you do martial arts wise and things like that, so. Always help out a fellow member of the family.
Well, I don't know if it makes any difference, but I'm also military, so.
Oh, there you go. All right. Beautiful. It would have, but at this time right here, I'm going to tell you right now, Frankie, that this is the best, lowest package I can get, like legit, hands down. Okay. Believe me when I say that. it'll probably be less on this one if I go any other route. So if you went to our website, localsplash.com, you'll see websites that we usually perform on there is about $2,500, just one upfront fee. So it's huge savings with this.
Yeah.
Two, for the package itself, this is normally $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. So, like I said, I'm really going to help you out here. And
well, you told me $249.
Yes, sir. That's right. $249
month
to month.
Per month. Okay.
Yes, sir. Month to month. All right. Yeah. So, very first thing is, Frankie, How do you spell your first name? Is it with the IE at the end, or is it a Y?
A.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Frankie. And
yes,
then, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Charlie Alpha Delta Echo.
That echo. Perfect. And are you Sabum, sir, or Kwanjanim?
Pyong Kwanjanim, yeah.
Okay. That's why I figured
doing,
so.
I've
so
been
I was
doing
like,
martial arts since 1988.
Wow. Wow, 1 year after I was born. All right. Beautiful, sir.
yeah, in fact, a little fun fact, I actually competed. This was during the Seoul Olympics in 88 in Korea. That's where I was at. I competed in the 8th Army Taekwondo Championships there during the Seoul Olympics. Yeah.
Do you know my uncle, Han Lee? Remember Sir Han Lee? Who's the Olympic gold medalist? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
88 Seoul. Yeah, that's my uncle, sir.
Okay. Oh, that's your uncle?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Castle Rock,
Colorado. Right there.
Yes, sir.
yeah. Small world, right?
It is. It really is. Yes, sir. All right. So, Frankie, now I want to make sure that I keep every promise that I put out there for you. What is the best email I could send the invoice to? So that way I send it to the room.
My first and last name, one word, @yahoo.com.
Nice and easy. All right. Perfect. And then is this the number to best reach out to you in case we ever need to go over anything further or
yes,
contact
this number.
You? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for your customers, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number, I'm assuming?
Yes. I have this as a business number, 827-3071.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. And then I have this next part is all for Google, so I have to make sure it's on point. I don't want it to delay things. So I have the business name as Fence, Repair, and Install.
No, that's not my business name.
Ah, okay. What would be the business name?
That's how they have me listed on Home Advisor as Fence Repair Install, but that's not my name. The name is Fences and the number 4 and the letter U.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And now, is that all separated? Like each space 4, space U? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Fences 4 U. Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. And then the address that I only got this just from, after a call here looking at this. Is that the same address that's going to be listed, the 239 Whispering Oaks Drive?
I don't want that address listed. That's my home address. I have a business post office box, and I have, or I use my martial arts school if you need a physical location.
Okay. So I don't want it to get it flagged. If we use the martial arts business, it will get flagged. I know that for a fact. For both.
Okay.
Trust me when I say that. Don't ever listen to anyone else any different on that one, okay? Again, this is completely optional to list or not list to the public for your physical address, but Google does require a physical address to be verified. So I'll make sure to highlight everything and make sure that it's not listed, but we do need to make sure that Google verifies you through that, though, okay? I just want to confirm that. Yeah, so the address that I have is the 239 Whispering Oaks Drive, San Antonio, 78101. Is that correct?
Not San Antonio, it's Atkins.
Atkins.
Okay. It's still Alpha Delta Kilo India November Sierra, Atkins, Texas.
Beautiful. Good catch. All right. Thank you, sir. And now our team, I want to make sure that they introduce themselves to you, go over your website, how you want it to look, if you have some pictures, videos you want to gather, even testimonials always work very well. Gather that. If you have an hour window to speak with them, I could set up as early as tomorrow if you'd like. I mean, you tell me.
Tomorrow it is.
All right. And then what time frame works better for you, morning or evening?
Morning.
Morning's always better.
I want to
around the same time, would you think it would probably be best, or what do you think, sir?
Say that again?
Around the same time, sir, or would you like to do it
earlier?
Earlier as possible? Okay. If I do, I could do it right 9 a.m. your time.
9 works.
Early second. Okay, perfect. Let me put that in right now. Okay, so what I'm going to do, sir, is I'm going to send you an email right now, and that email is going to be the same email I'm going to be sending over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed. Yeah, 1 minute here. Boom. And that we have another form of contact for me, too, okay? If for any reason you can't reach me, email is always the best because if I'm on the phone, I can still see it while I'm on the phone and get back to you in a timely manner. So that's important.
Okay.
Going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Are those going to be replaced? By force?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Or treated or something? That definitely mold and look like carpenter answers. Something got in there.
Well, I think it's termites.
Termites, yeah.
Seeing live ones.
No, I think it might have been treated for that. I'm looking, Josh.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Because, yeah, they might have been treated for it. John Sayo, I see you right there. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yep, that's me. And then after you're done with that, the next part here is all flexible. I mean, you're not married to it, okay? If you want to change it anytime, you could do so yourself, but our team is there to utilize, so utilize them. now, for your hours of operations, how would you like to showcase that on Google? You could do like 24/7, Monday through Friday. What do you think?
Yeah, Monday. I could do Monday through Saturday because a lot of people on Saturdays are, you know, doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
And so Monday through Friday is 8 to 5.
Okay.
And then Saturdays, it would be from 8 till 1.
8 to 1 p.m. Okay, yes, sir. And then would you like them to only contact you by phone or phone, text, and email, or what do you think?
All options, phone, text, and email.
Okay. And email. I'm assuming the same email that I just sent that over to, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then boom. And then the next part, how far out would you like to travel for the work? I have it up to 50, 55-mile marker if you'd like in every direction. Just to
50
kind of,
miles?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you can bring that down to 30 miles.
30 miles it is, yes, sir.
Now, from which location? From the 78101?
Yes, sir, from the Atkins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no more than 30 miles.
Okay, yes, sir. And then the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, credit card?
No, I accept all forms.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Cash App. Credit cards, checks, yeah, whatever.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put all in the Venmo, maybe even Zelle.
Yep, I have Venmo. I have a Zelle Cash App.
Okay, beautiful.
PayPal.
Okay. Oh, PayPal's another one. Didn't fit in there. There we go. That's a good one. Okay, the next one, sir, is for the business itself. You mentioned last time, correct me if I'm wrong, the business is licensed and insured. Is that right?
I'm insured but not licensed.
Insured but not licensed. Okay.
Yeah.
And does it need a license in that area? Obviously
no,
not if you're
going to
do the work.
Yeah.
Okay. Not required in the area.
It's just unnecessary money and stuff, you know, when you don't need it. I mean, some people like, are you licensed? Okay. But like you say, the work, the pictures and all speak for itself.
Exactly.
The main thing is if you're insured, you know, because they don't want the liability.
Yes.
They're looking
I agree.
For insurance and looking for warranties.
Yes, sir. And then also, I remember your bread and butter was going to be like wooden fence, install, repairs. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any other services that you would like to add in here that you're like, John, I definitely want to make sure I'm being found for this?
No, not at the moment. Like I said, I'm going to stay with the wood, and then let's see how that works. If I find that I'm not producing enough business, then I'll add the chain link. I do chain link. I just did one yesterday. I just don't like doing it. And it's actually easier, but it's very meticulous, and that gets on my nerves. All the little, you know, screwing and tying, and that gets on my nerves.
Yeah, I get it. That's a lot of time consuming right there.
It is.
But, hey, it might be good money, too. You never know.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
So,
just let's throw it on there and see. And if I get overwhelmed, I'll just take it out.
Okay. Yes, sir. We'll do. Family expenses as well. Boom. And then putting this all in here for them, I'm going to be sending it to them right now. Now, the next part, sir, not accepting a no for an answer on this one, okay? This is protecting you on your pricing and all of it. So, before I do the recording, we call it the voice verification. I want to give you my direct phone number. Do you have a way to take down this phone number to save it real quick?
I'm going to put it in my contacts right now. Go ahead.
Please do. All right.
Well, it's not sale, right?
Save it as local splash because it's going to be voice activated.
Okay, hold on. Local splash. Okay.
All right. 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Perfect. And then in now, the email, you have my extension as well, too.
This is to you, or what is this to?
This is to our company. The reason for that is because from here on, we'll be calling from that number, from the 877 number. I'll even set up a security question as well, too. That way, you're not just giving your information out, and we're not just giving your information out either. We want to make sure we're keeping everything very confidential. And then also, that way, you're always having somebody available to take care of your account, know what to do once they pop it up. They know exactly how to help you, okay? Yes, sir. And then the next part, okay. So, yes, so the next part is the voice verification. So I'm going to hit record. I will ask a few questions in the beginning, sir, just to verify who you are. Try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away, okay, sir? I will go ahead and put not only go over that phone number again in the recording, but I'll also put the pricing so that way you're protected in that recording. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Census for you.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Frankie Cade, Jr., owner-operator.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause on that for a second, sir. So that's what I was talking about. After this recording here, I will set up the security question and answer. That way, I don't want you falling for any of those traps out there. I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't, because we will only ask the security question, we will never give out your answer. So that way you know you're talking to us. Okay. I just want to make sure protected on that, sir. So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you restate that question?
Sure. So even just to kind of revamp what it means, two things it means. If you have someone else working on, you know, let's say we're working on your website, you have someone else that's trying to work on the website, please let us know, because if not, it's going to complicate things like no other.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. Gotcha. But I'll repeat it again. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing effort during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 30th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be a recurring payment, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you, sir. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Just as promised, sir, I just want to make sure you're protected on that pricing there. All right. Now, last part here is the security question. I joke around about this a lot, sir, but I've actually seen somebody get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own answer. So please don't forget your own answer. Okay, sir. It's pretty generic questions. You can choose any one of them, make up any answer you like. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay. And again, this will never change. So what would that be answered?
Smokey.
Okay. And if you could spell it for me just in case, though, I want to make, because I can't repeat it out, so.
Yeah. SMOKEY.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And I'm going to go ahead, I'm saving it now. Again, now that you have our direct phone number, if you feel a little iffy about whoever you're talking to from Local Splash and they don't know anything, especially if they don't know that security question, hang up the phone and call that direct phone number, okay? Last part here, on the card that we're using today, sir, is it just the first and last name or a middle initial as well?
Let me look at it real quick.
Sure thing.
Gotta go grab it. Okay, it has my first name, my middle initial, and my last name.
Okay, what would be that middle initial, sir?
It's L.
And then, am I spelling the last name correctly, sir? Is it with a C? A C-A-D-E? Or is it, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I don't know why I'm something different there. Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address.
No, different billing address.
Okay, I'm ready for when you are.
All right, the billing address is Post Office Box 340985, San Antonio, Texas, 78234.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, because sometimes, well, this, I just opened this account up, so I can't remember. I normally don't put my address
right
as the billing address, so, except for my personal account.
Right.
But,
sure.
But let me look. Let me look, I think.
Okay.
Because I know I had that set up for my martial arts school, my billing address.
Okay.
And I do transactions there. Where did I put that folder at? But yeah, let's go with that. I mean, if it kicks it back, then I'll know what address I have.
Okay, yes, sir. And then what kind of payment method is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
All right. It's 4670-0104-9075-5428.
Thank you, sir. And then also the expiration date?
It's 428.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
It's 396.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I know you've been patient with me, sir, but I want to make sure that our systems even stay the same when it comes to your pricing on there. Like I said, like I mentioned, this is a really nice promotional rate. I want to keep it that way. So I don't want no mishaps here.
I don't either.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. We're looking good. Okay, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my last promise here. All right. I want to make sure you see a text and an email. Whichever comes first, though, let me know. And that way I can direct you to see everything as a breakdown in the invoice for you. Okay?
Okay.
Sure. And it just went through on my side, so let me know as soon as you see anything there.
A text or email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Experian, Tractor Supply, National. Not yet.
Okay. Let me refresh my site here. Sure.
Okay, just got it. Text.
Okay, beautiful. Now, in the text message, there should be a spot where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms. We're going to go ahead and click that one, sir.
Username, password. You guys have the same username as Home Advisor, my phone number.
Well, don't put in the username and password, though. You're already signed in? Oh, okay.
You said to click on which one?
Click on the one where it says accept your subscription terms.
Okay, thank you for... Hold on. It's a long text. So I got one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice by email. Click here, not that one.
Click that one, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Except, okay, I read on further, I saw it there. So I click that, okay, it gives me a bunch of stuff to read.
Yes, sir, so take your time, I'm with you as this one. So in here is everything we discussed, but there's also other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. I say it like that because please don't forget this, sir. If you decide to upgrade your package at any time, let me know. Okay, I want to apply the same promotional rate. You'll never pay the normal rates within our company, okay?
Okay.
And it knocks off literally more than 50% off, so I would hate for you to pay the normal rate. So the short description's there. As you'll see through Facebook, you'll see us putting 100 of those 249 into your Facebook ads already in there. Website is something, again, we usually charge extra for. This is for the life of you being with us. You will not be charged for the website, okay? That's me helping out on that one. Pricing is still the same, $249. Take your time at the bottom. Unless you have some questions, let me know. I'm here to answer. I'll be silent on my end. At the bottom, though, there's two small check boxes. Give the click, and then you're going to type in your name, just how it shows on the card, sir, and then let me know where it takes you from there. This is our last part, though.
Okay. So web support and hosting and maintenance. So on the web support and hosting maintenance, it says that all web spot hosting maintenance fees will be included within a term agreement. This includes 30 minutes of technical support per month.
Right, yeah. Anything with that website, sir. Yeah, you're not paying a dime for the website, sir.
Yeah, so 30 minutes per month. And it says if I need additional time, it's $375 per occurrence.
No, sir. Quanjinam, I'll put it like this, sir. If anything comes up of any type of pricing, you let me know, and I'll talk to him right away.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Development delays in delivery. Bandwidth, communicates, domain limitation. Again, installation, okay. Image and content policy. And termination fee. Early termination fee. Should the client terminate the subscription agreement before completing the agree upon term? So there's a $199 early termination fee?
No, sir. Again, nothing. This is all for that website. We usually charge extra for websites on all this. The only thing that we mentioned before is if you decided you wanted to part ways and buy the domain, that one would be for $99. That's it.
Gotcha.
If you want to keep it active with all the content in there, then that would be $49 a month to do that part. That's it. Yes, sir.
So it's a lot, so I'm scrolling through it. I'm speed reading as fast as I can.
Well, take your time, sir. I'm here with you, and like I said, I really wanted to take care of you, sir. So I wanted to give you a helping hand with that.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Sure. Yes, sir.
All right, Josh, I have to
talk with
the guys real quick, so we're good. I'm still reading.
No, you're good. Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. That's okay.
You pay Local Splash $249 to activate your services. Future billing amounts will be billed automatically to the credit card or file and are listed below. Okay.
And then also, sir, I just make sure you're aware, too, to give your assurance. I put for the website that, you know, you're a friend of our friend, so you will, that's for the reasoning of the pricing and everything as well. And also not to show the physical address. I put that in highlight everywhere, okay?
Gotcha. Good.
Yes, sir.
All right, so now I'm done with the website piece. So it does say, I certify that I am authorized, hold, and signer of the credit card. Okay, yeah. Got that.
Okay, yep.
Click here and type your name of being above.
Oh, it was with the middle initial, sir.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so username and password, that's where I'm at now.
Beautiful. So that is the introduction to your dashboard. What I was telling you is going to be your next best friend, sir. Okay, so that's where you can keep track of all your analytics, what keywords are working, what's not. You can see, or actually not even just see the traffic for your website, but you will also be able to update and modify your website from there, too. We make it very easy for you. But tomorrow, our team will give you that login or username and password, so that way they can show you how to maneuver through it. I can give that to you now, sir, but at same time, you'll see nothing in there. We didn't obviously get started on it yet. So
okay.
I'll make sure that they jump a start on that tonight, and that way tomorrow that you'll have something to look at and be able to, you know, work it through. Okay?
Okay. So
yes, sir.
Do I need to hold off on sending pictures or until
No, gather everything for right now. There's another email I sent over to you. This is a very important email for you. It'll say something along the lines of pictures needed for a Google verification.
Action needed? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I see.
That one does not mean you have to use all of it, but the more the merrier. This is to get you verified, and that's the first thing we need to do. So as much as possible, that'd be great. So that way there, it's a smooth process to getting verified, and we could rock and roll with getting you up on that first page of Google. Okay, sir? If it does ask for any personal information, you don't have to show that. Like, for example, if you have a vehicle, they ask for, like, a license plate. You don't have to show the license plate. Just show that you have a vehicle. You know, have, like, a side angle instead. That way you're not showing everything. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, sir. Well, welcome to the family, sir. Congratulations. Okay?
Thank you.
You're most welcome, sir. I'm going to go ahead and keep an eye on this account as well, too. And again, you have my email, my direct phone number in the email, is my extension in there as well, too, just in case. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right.
So once all this is said and done, I will be on the front page.
Yes, sir. On the front page. Yes. And we're always going to constantly work on it to move you even higher in the rankings as much as possible. I was already looking at your competition in the area. There's a few in there that some don't even have a website. Some of them haven't been there for very long, and they're on the first page still, and their reputation is not as good as yours. So reviews is going to come a long way. I will actually mention this to our team too, but I'm sure they're going to mention it to you. But just in case, have a way for it's easy for the customer to leave a Google review on the website. So you kill two birds with one stone right there. You can have a testimonial on there and a good review on Google, and that'll come a long way for you.
So you say have a way, or they're going to have a way?
They'll have a way, but if they don't bring that up, make sure, you know, just bring it up as well, because, yes, sir, I don't want anything. Yeah.
Josh, okay, so hold on 1 second.
Covering all bases. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Hold on, Josh. Okay, Josh.
We're all set, though.
So I do have one other question. I forgot all about this. So with Google, I have a Gmail account.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So if you want to use your Google, that doesn't make a difference for your Google Business Profile, though. It's however you want to be contacted, sir. So if you want to change to that, that's perfectly fine. If not, no worries. You can go to yahoo.com. Okay.
We're good.
All right. Beautiful. All right, sir. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure meeting you and speaking with you, sir. Hopefully, you know, in the future, when everything does well, I don't know how you're doing with the other company for the martial arts side of the SEO, but if you need us on that one, sir, then please let me know. I would love to help out as many ways as possible for you. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, based on some of the stuff you said the other day, it looks like I might need some polishing up on it.
Yes, sir.
As far as, unless it's just the nature of the beast, and I'm not a tech guy, so I don't, you know, I'm not a computer dude, I'm a laborer. I just don't like the multi-layer deal where, you know, you landing page and then your website, and, you know, it's like, why can't we just go right? It's like calling someone and you call to a switchboard operator. I want to call directly to the person. I don't want to go through a switchboard.
Right. Yes, sir.
If that makes sense. So,
of course.
The other piece of that is I'm not able to get reviews on my website. I can get reviews through Google, but not on the website. And so I asked all of my, you know, students to imperiously review, and didn't realize there's no way to leave a review. There's reviews on there, but there's no way to leave it. And so since you brought that up, so yes, I was told by a guy, he does web stuff and all that stuff in my class. That's what he does, whatever. He says, I have to create a Google page or something. He said, I have to create a Google something, and then people can leave reviews on there. So I was like, so I can't leave them on my page, on my actual web page? So I don't know if you're familiar with that situation.
Yes, sir. So that's what I was suggesting for this company, for the fencing, is let's say we make this website and everything looks great. There'll be a Google icon in that website to follow them everywhere. That way they can just click that and it goes right to leaving a review.
Okay.
I would take that review. If you're having any troubles, copy and paste it and put it in as a review on or a testimonial or things like that for your website, sir. Always. Especially for martial arts. Highly suggested.
That's what I'm getting at. So how do I do that for my web page and my martial art?
Honestly, I can't even go over that with you on a recording line for this one, sir. But our team tomorrow, talk with them. They're very nice. They're very open. And maybe they might be even able to give you that information as well.
Okay. Too easy. If not, then I'll have to talk to you about seeing what we can do about my martial arts web page.
Yes, sir. I have actually personally developing websites for martial art businesses throughout the U.S. And I can tell you right now, sir, loading is a big factor. They just scroll right to the next person if it loads too long. And then the main thing is to get that appointment. And the more valuable information is better for your odds of enrolling that student as well. So, for example, is this for family member or for yourself? You know, things like that. Those little tiny things make a difference of how that conversation is going to go when you're doing the intro class, sir.
Got you. Yeah, so would you guys be able to host my web page the same way like you're doing with the fences?
Yes, sir. Well, it's actually, I mean, I wouldn't suggest doing exactly like it because, I mean, it's two different businesses and I know a lot about martial arts.
Oh, no, no.
So,
I
know what you mean.
Yeah, my martial arts website.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When I looked at the new website that you have, I mean, it looks great. It looks professional, but it's not martial arts of your martial arts or your martial art discipline. It just hands down, it's not. And I know that there's so many things that need to be modified to bring that out because if not, it's going to look like everyone else. And then two, it's whatever you're advertising and is giving that perception of them to come in. So if they're looking for karate, you don't teach karate. That's
right.
A ding ding, you know, like the round is over. So,
right.
Those types of things, sir.
Okay. So I may want to consult with you in the near future about getting this set up appropriately. Because like I said, I'm not a tech dude. I just look at it. Okay, that looks good. What do we do with this? You know, that's just not my field of expertise.
Yes,
so I have to trust when people tell me this is how it is, this is how it goes. And eventually I learn a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And the more I talk to people and I find out something different, like, oh, I didn't know that. So it's intense even talking with you. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, I got a pretty good website now where things are going good. And it's like, yeah, it's decent, but it still needs some work. Well, you know.
It's kind of like winning first and second place, right, sir? It's not by a milestone. It's by little tiny inches, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
Well, Frankie, it's been an absolute pleasure, sir. Please let me know if you guys need to reschedule or if it's taking too long tomorrow for that appointment. It is a very important phone call for you to get things up and running the way you need it to. So communication is key with this. Okay, sir? Just let us know.
Yeah, so
we'll be happy to accommodate.
9 o'clock tomorrow, right?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. We're good.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you then, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.